On USC Dornsife Week, how many people are food insecure in the United States? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kayla Delahaye, associate professor of population and public health sciences, examines the data.
Food insecurity, or not having enough food to maintain an active and healthy life, is surprisingly a pressing issue for many households in the United States, even though we're a wealthy country with abundant food. But the true extent of this problem may actually be underestimated because of limits in the way the data is collected. The USDA and other organizations often collect annual data on food access and food security, asking people about their experiences over the past year. But our recent study suggests that this method may be underestimating the true rate of food insecurity by as much as one-third. We found that surveying households more frequently and focusing on recent experiences can produce more accurate data. In our study, we surveyed Los Angeles County residents 11 times throughout 2021, asking them about their recent food security experiences. Surprisingly, one-third of respondents who had reported food insecurity earlier in the year did not report it again in December 2021 when asked about their experiences over the entire year. We found that memory plays a crucial role in the accuracy of these reports because human memory is not as good at recalling events that are less frequent or further away in time. To improve food insecurity estimates, we recommend that surveys are conducted multiple times a year, focusing on shorter time periods, such as the past week or month. Having accurate data on food insecurity is essential for public health organizations and policymakers, so that they can better understand and address this critical issue. This is also an important matter for food and health justice, because the people most impacted by hunger and challenges accessing food are women and communities of color.
That was Kayla Delahaye of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.